Could you, Mark, speak a little bit about contracts in America, some of the things that people need to watch out for, ambiguities, problems with contracts, these sorts of things?
Certainly, many problems can arise in contracts in the United States, but in many cases, these are problems that are common to lots of countries around the world or to international contracts between parties from different countries as well. For example, there may be questions about whether the parties actually agreed to a contract, questions of offer and acceptance. There may also, even if it's agreed that there was a contract, there may be questions about what the contract actually means, what a term means, for example. Terms can be ambiguous. They can mean two things at the same time, or even more than two things. And so it falls to the parties, or an arbitrator, or the court, often to figure out what the parties meant in a contract. So we have lots of these various problems in contracts. That's not all the problems. There can be lots of other problems as well, including issues of damages, including issues of what kinds of remedies are appropriate, things like that. But a lot of the problems in contracts, I think, relate to whether or not the parties agreed to a contract, and if they did, what kinds of terms they specifically agreed to.
Really, international contracts, there could be this type of question.
Absolutely. The kinds of issues that apply to domestic contracts can apply to international contracts as well. There's a very famous case that we cover in the United States in our first year contracts class that involves two parties, I believe they're both European parties from different countries in Europe. One of them may be an American party, though, but they're from two different countries, in which the question is, what's the meaning of the word chicken? Because one party interprets chicken, they're the sellers of chicken, they interpret chickens to mean a much wider array of bird, a much wider definition of bird than the importer of the chicken thought it meant. The importer of the chicken wants only particular kinds of chicken that are easy to sell in the importing country, whereas the exporter interprets the word chicken to mean all kinds of chicken, including chicken that may be not so easy to sell. So we can have these problems of ambiguity, terms, all kinds of issues in international contracts as in domestic contracts. In fact, it might be that we can make an argument that sometimes there are more misunderstandings in international contracts as goods and services go across national boundaries and contracts are made sometimes in different languages.
Thank you very much.